This podcast brought to you by Peterson Auto Group. With 5 stores and 10 brands and more than 1,800 new and used vehicles to choose from, Peterson Auto Group likely has your perfect car.
If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
KBOI News time is 8:39. This is Open Phones Friday, and we need to get some of you on the line right now. We'll talk about the subjects that you bring up. If you got something to talk about that happened this week, or just something that's been on your mind, we would like to hear from you. Our local number, 208-336-3700. If you're in the Boise area, 208-336-3700. Call right now. If you are outside the area, 1-800-529-KBOI. That's 1-800-529-5264. Or if you have a Verizon wireless plan and you're on a cell phone, just hit #670. You can get through to us that way. There's a lot that happened yesterday in Spain.
Yeah,
there was another one of those terrorist attacks.
Unfortunately,
and ISIS has claimed responsibility for it. This is somebody that, again, drove into a crowd of people, a very, very crowded place. They injured over 100 and killed 14 at last count. That's been going on. And then the police found, what they say, they found several of the, they may not have found the driver yet, but there were several people apparently in the van, and it was a van. And they killed several last night there in Spain. And let's see, that's what's going on in the news. Now, this we were talking about just before the bottom of the hour. And I wanted you to get a chance to do this survey.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just very
simple. I can take this quick.
It's very simple stuff, and there are only 7 questions. Okay, if you hang toilet paper on the roll in the bathroom, do you hang it over or under?
I don't care.
Yeah. And the thing is, I don't care.
I think
I don't care either. I do on purpose. I hang it over, though, because my wife does care.
Reflexively, I think I'm in that same boat. I think I go over the top. But,
you know.
All I can remember is when Tam and I first got married, the cat used to unroll it. And which is that? Is that over or under? Or does it matter?
Well, it doesn't matter. If the cat gets hold of it, it's just it rolls.
Anyway.
But, so, I mean, you know, even if it's on a hook or something, I'm fine with it. I don't really care.
Yeah.
As long as it's there. If it's missing, then I'm not fond of it.
No.
But over or under means absolutely nothing to me. But my wife prefers it to be over, so there you go.
Isn't that kind of being anal? Like, somebody told me once.
Well, that's kind of the whole point of.
Yeah. Somebody told me once that there is, like, some kind of reason.
Yeah. Well, you can put your hand. You can put one hand on it and tear it with the other. I guess if you have really strong toilet paper, we apparently don't, because ours just do it with one hand.
I think you can do that both ways, can't you?
I guess.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Okay.
Here's the next thing. If you're going to have a piece of green hard candy, do you think that it should be lime flavored or do you think it should be apple flavored? And by the way, 84% of people hang their toilet paper in the over style, and only 16% prefer it the other way, under.
I'm a left-hander. See, as I go with that.
Okay.
So this, you only have 2 choices here?
Yeah, the 2 choices are, or do you think green candy should be some other flavor entirely?
Well, green soft candy, I mean, one of my favorite candies is.
Like Starburst or something?
No, those mint leaves. Spearmint leaves.
Oh, mint. Yeah, that's true.
Spearmint leaves are the best.
I guess that's a possibility.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you had to choose between lime and apple.
Apple.
You'd go apple?
Apple.
Okay. See, I'd probably go lime. I'm very fond of citrus.
Why are we even in the same room?
Well,
it's at Loggerheads.
It's pretty close. Well, I mean, if that's a good place to drink, sure. 53% think that green candy should be lime flavored. 47% think that green candy should be apple flavored. To be honest, if you hand me a Jolly Rancher or a Starburst or whatever, and it's green, it doesn't really matter to me what flavor it is. as long as it's, you know, lime or apple or mint or something of that nature. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, if it's like grass flavored, then then I would say no, give it to a cow. Okay, the third question is, would you put ketchup on a hot dog?
Yep.
Okay.
Every time.
Do you put mustard on a hot dog?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, I put mustard on. Actually, my favorite thing to have is like there's this.
I like relish.
We've got this hybrid of mustard and horseradish because I like the hot stuff.
Yeah. And there are certain kinds of.
Relish is good too.
Of hot dog relish as opposed to regular relish.
But if you're just at.
So is mustard, I guess.
If you're just. Let's say you're just at Costco, you know, where they have the
ketchup.
You pump here for ketchup, you pump there for mustard, and then there's onions and relish.
Yeah.
But you would go with the ketchup.
Yeah.
80% of people will put ketchup on a hot dog, 20% will not. And, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Of course.
That's what I think. It's got bread and meat. That's a sandwich. Doesn't matter what shape the bread is. Exactly. 89% of people say hot dogs are not sandwiches.
Of course they are.
So they're just hot dogs. It's 8:45. We need to...
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul, Jay, and Chris. More local talk with Nate Shellman is live this afternoon at 3 on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time, 8:51, talking about...
just some preferences.
Preferences.
That people have.
It's a good word, preferences.
And it is Open Phones Friday. You can change the subject. We can talk about what you want to talk about.
We do have a couple of calls.
Well, let's go to those.
Okay.
And come back to the preferences.
Okay.
Do they have a name?
Let's go to Jim in Boise. Jim.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yep.
Okay, I just wanted to make a real quick little comment on Chris's Zero Res commercial.
Sure.
I'll be cute here. Chris let the cat out of the bag by admitting that dogs stink. But then he quickly followed that up with, "We love our dogs." And I'm thinking he doesn't want every dog owner in Idaho, which is pretty much everybody, to come after him with a pitchfork.
That's true.
Yeah, I will say
I know Chris's personality,
Jim.
There's some truth there,
Jim. You've been calling for some time, and I will say this about you: you pay better attention than most people.
Well, I think I do actually, and I like to think hit things with. I mean, it is kind of funny, you know. It's kind of like the small print. By the way, we do love our dogs.
Yeah,
but anyway, I do pay attention. So
yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to take up any more time, but it's a good commercial, and I just wanted to make that little comment.
Well, I appreciate that.
Take care.
Hey, thanks.
Bye-bye. I'm sure Zero Res likes the extra mention,
yeah,
too.
They do.
Nothing wrong.
My wife and I were talking the other day, and we're sitting there. You know how sometimes you sit there and admire your dogs, whether or not they're worthy of it.
Yeah.
You know, they're your dogs, and every once in a while, they're almost noble and opposed. They strike or something.
Right.
And so I said, why wouldn't you, why would anyone not have a dog?
Mm-hmm. And on cue, no.
No. I just don't understand why.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you have a dog?
I don't know, allergies maybe?
Yeah, well, there's a legit reason. Yeah. All right, let's go to Doug of Meridian. Doug, you're
on
670. Good morning.
I was at the gym this morning, and the guy goes, "Did you hear about Paul Jake Snyder, he passed away?" And he says, 55 years old. I go, "Does that mean he started when he was 5 years old working at KBOI?" And then, is it Todd that's answering the phone?
Todd was 1D,
Tip with 1D, yes.
Yeah.
He said it was someone, Paul J. in Napa.
Oh yeah, it was a guy named yeah, it was a guy named Paul Schneider that was.
It's Jay too.
Oh, was it Jay also?
Yeah.
Well, he passed away in the area, but it was not this guy because he's still here. And go ahead and breathe.
Can't.
Yeah, he's still breathing.
Yeah, obviously breathing. Good times.
I keep hearing him.
Wow, I didn't know I was dead.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. I go, what?
That'll save me money on shoes.
Now, you have been having some medical issues lately.
I have. I've had medical issues.
And you're going to get you want to mention
procedure.
That? You're going to have a stint.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
That'll
it's
be
always good to hear Paul J's voice.
Yeah, I think so
and
too.
Chris's, And yours too, Chris.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
of
that.
Of course. I'm going to, on the toilet paper issue, I was a custodian way back when.
Oh, good.
And they told us the reason they do it over is because if you, when you're grabbing your toilet paper, if it's like a wood backing or something, you can get your nails into the wood, get splinters in your fingers. You can't grab the toilet paper as easy.
Huh.
Wow.
I did not know that.
So I knew there was a reason, but I couldn't think what it was.
That's why I was all this old.
All right. Good stuff, Doug.
All right.
Thank you.
Good to hear you guys.
All right.
Good to hear.
Bye.
See, we get right to the experts, track it down.
Yeah. I like that.
Wow.
Another question here. Now, I don't actually use a desktop computer at home. I basically do everything on an iPad.
Yeah,
my wife does pretty much everything on her phone, which is a large phone.
Chris has an iPad. We used to talk about Steve McQueen and his pickup trucks he drove.
Yeah.
Steve McQueen would use your iPad.
Yeah.
He would.
Yeah.
It's the most well-worn looking iPad I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And because I put it down every now and then if I like have to use the bathroom, but apart from that, I don't. Anyway, 56% of people though who have a personal computer, mm-hmm. like a desktop computer at home, prefer a Mac, from Apple, mm-hmm. and 44% choose a PC that would have like Microsoft stuff in it. Mm-hmm. How about you? Do you have a preference?
PC.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When I did have one, I had a PC.
Now, see, let me cop out now.
But then when I got into Apple stuff, when I got an iPad, I really like Apple now. It just seems easier to me.
I have an iPad as well.
Okay.
So I have them covered. I have both. There are things I like about Microsoft. There are things I like about Apple.
I like it. Mm-hmm. And that was another question about Apple. The previous one was Lime or Apple, and this one was PC or Apple. It's 8:56. We'll be back with more of Open Phones Friday, 208-336-3700. We'll talk about what you would like to talk about.
If you're talking about it...
They don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time, 9:16. No, it's not. Look at that clock, dummy.
Well, it will be in 10 minutes.
KBOI News Time, 9:06. I just looked at my schedule to see when something was going
to
happen.
Well, you have to be somewhere at 9:16?
Yeah, here.
Oh, okay. You should be doing fine.
It's an Open Phones Friday. Give us a call, 1-208-336-3700.
Now, if you're in like Boise, you don't have to dial the 1.
Just
208-336-3700.
And then if you're not, you do.
But you have to dial, but what you should do is call the 800 number, 1-800-529-KBOI or 1-800-529-5264.
That's right.
And as we mentioned about Verizon Wireless, if that's your cell phone plan, then just hit the #670.
Yep.
If it's not, you can hit that, but I don't think it'll do anything.
Nah, probably not.
Let's see.
Let's go to Bob.
Okay.
Let's get him on the air. He's been waiting.
That's a good plan.
Through the newscast. Bob, you're on 670 KBOI. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
I wanted to comment on an article that was in our local subversive rag, The Statesman, concerning the Idaho Freedom Foundation was going to have, well, I guess actually still going to have a speaker. Charles Murray is his name in town. And the Riverside Hotel was pressured, if not threatened, into canceling the event at their facility. I have to think that if, let's just say, that group had been bringing, say, Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton into town, and the facility had been pressured into canceling the event, that perhaps the Statesman might have reported it a little differently, and it would have been on the front page instead of page 3.
This is a conservative speaker.
Yeah, it's a conservative speaker, and apparently...
Now, they did cancel him, right?
Well, they moved it. They moved it to a facility in England. And I'm not part of the Freedom Foundation. I do know some of the Mr. Hoffman and some of the people there casually. But, it just seems that we're caving in. All these people have to do is complain, and businesses or government or whoever it is just caves in.
You know, we get told this by people on the street once in a while. Why do you let so and so on the air? I go, well, that's the whole point of the show.
What we do.
That's the whole point of the show, is that people call up and we talk about things, and they'll say, well, you shouldn't let the people on who believe this. Well, why not?
Well, let's present both sides equally.
Well, exactly. I mean, if we can, a lot of ours is kind of driven by who calls, so it's not always equal.
That's true, but you know. Apparently the Statesman doesn't feel the need to do fair and balanced reporting. They're very left-leaning, obviously. And about a year ago, I took out a subscription with them. I just thought, I'm going to read this thing for a year and see what I think. And the subscription is going to lapse here pretty quick, and I'm going to let it go. I'm just don't care for their point of view.
Yeah, well, understandable.
All right. You guys have a good day.
Thank you.
I think there are considerably more liberal newspapers than there are conservative newspapers. There are conservative newspapers. Like, if you live in Washington, D.C., the Washington Post is a well-known liberal newspaper, but you can also read the Washington Times, and then I think online you can read the Washington Examiner, and they're both more conservative. You have to search them out sometimes. Because as it is now, most cities only have one paper with no competition.
True.
And, of course, Boise's been that way for a long time in terms of daily papers.
Yeah.
With wide circulation. There's the Boise Weekly and a few of the others that compete with the Statesman, but they don't compete every single morning. Or you can do like, you know, so many people do and just get your news elsewhere now.
Yeah, which a lot of people are doing.
Yeah.
I was scanning that hotel shifting the...
They're charging more for people coming in to see the eclipse?
No. That was on the
front page. Yeah.
All right. Now you've gone to Hawaii. You've been to some high class places.
I have.
Places.
I saved up.
$700-$800 a night.
Okay, that was a little steep. But
okay,
400 is the most I've done, and even that was painful. But it was really nice.
Okay. What did these places have in common?
They're really nice.
And they're located in...
Oh, wonderful places, like right on the beach or... Yeah, like on the Big Island. I told you about that Hilton Waikoloa Village. They basically have their own beach, and they have their own water park and all sorts of stuff. And they have a tram that takes you from one end of the place to the other. And yeah, they're reasonably expensive, but they also have about six really top-notch restaurants. And it's kind of like it's a hotel... with the amenities of a Las Vegas casino, without the slot machines. But anyway.
On the front page of the paper.
Yeah. But it's expensive. I mean, it is what it is. So. Yeah. And I had to really save up for that one.
So they have the La Quinta Inn and Suites in Meridian.
Yes.
Not exactly a garden spot.
No, it's basically... It's
nice, but...
Yeah, it's a nice hotel. I mean, it's where you go and you sleep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you go in, you sleep there for $500 a night.
Yeah, that seems
$500 a night.
That seems like it could be excessive. Now I will point out I haven't been inside that particular hotel, but they're usually built by airports, so I'm thinking.
So they book six of these.
Might not be a resort.
They booked six of these rooms for $500.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
The Cottonwood Suites in Boise. Another 2.5 star.
Okay.
Hotel, which is middle of the road.
Okay. Yeah. What's the biggest? Five
Riverside
stars?
Riverside downtown.
Is it 1 to 5 stars? Is that what it is?
Yeah. I think
okay.
So. Yeah.
So 2.5. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Middle of the road. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Unless 3 is the middle. Anyway, 2.5 isn't bad.
So... Three.
One is.
Yeah. It's hard for me to read this thing. It's so small. Anyway, $543.
Is that
it was marked at 1,086.
But this is for people coming to view the eclipse.
View the eclipse.
Okay. So, like the hotels in Las Vegas do, when they're in high demand, they cost a lot. When they're not in high demand, they cost less.
Yeah, if there's a big championship boxing match,
okay,
you're going to pay. But if there's nothing going on, you shouldn't have to pay the same price. This, I mean, it's amazing. And my point here is,
like, if you go to Las Vegas,
people will pay anything for anything.
If you go to Las Vegas, nothing. Like on a Tuesday through Thursday in the middle of October, hotels are not terribly expensive.
Mm-mm.
I mean, they're still more expensive than staying home.
Yep.
But they're not terribly expensive. If you go Christmas week or for New Year's Eve or during a huge, you know, convention like that, the electronics convention or one of those, then yeah, they will charge you whatever they think they can get.
And the people who run the hotels are now getting angry because apparently people are having conscience attacks and canceling the rooms. Here's a guy who booked a room in April at the Boise Motel on Vista Avenue for $55.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday morning.
Which sounds reasonable.
They called and canceled my reservation. So you're the owner of the hotel.
Oh, they canceled his reservation.
Yeah. So my room for $55 is now gone. And all of a sudden you have a room that's worth $400 that's free.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems a bit unfair. And it also seems like it completely obliterates the whole planning ahead thing.
Yeah, the front.
You know how you plan ahead to save money.
Yeah, the front desk guy at the hotel says, "Simply unfortunate timing." The hotel, which is about 50 rooms, all of a sudden feels the need to cancel. I'm going to turn a page. I'm reading this out of the States.
Well, like I said, it doesn't seem fair.
No. So, and they say these rooms are undergoing renovations.
I see.
Because of plumbing and electrical problems.
I see. Is that like...
They left people...
Are you making quote marks in the air when you say
yeah,
renovations?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your fingers.
That's amazing. The Cottonwood Suites
uh-huh.
at 3031 West Main looks
Suites?
Out on the Boise River.
Suites sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
River sounds
nice. The hotel
nice.
Is charging $543 a night.
Yeah. I'll be home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Riverside.
Yeah.
It's an increase of 596%.
Yeah, so it's
from their typical 78.
So, so they're like a pharmaceutical company.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly.
All right,
it's amazing.
Hey, more people need this, and you're the only one that makes it. Oh, good.
It's amazing, and it's kind of fun to watch. This happened because nobody knows what's going to happen. So Tam and I, our original thing was Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be on this show with you and David.
Okay.
And we were, our original plan was to leave here at 6 and then drive to New Plymouth, which is where our place is.
So did you decide now you're going to leave Saturday?
Yeah. Sunday.
Sunday, okay.
Yeah. Because we started looking at, and this is where the media is basically telling me that I'm an idiot. You won't get there.
They do that.
If you, yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
You won't get there if you leave on Monday morning.
Wow.
Now, I would think, now, wouldn't you think?
There's probably a window in there that would be perfect, but we don't know when it is.
Yeah, exactly. And it's unknown.
I told you about my experience. I 2 years in a row, I went to the Las Vegas 400,
mm-hmm.
which is the big NASCAR race down
there.
And I had, you know,
I've actually been.
I had pit passes and everything because mm-hmm. you know I was a big time journalist.
I didn't,
as far as they knew.
Yeah.
And so the first year I was down there, I thought, well, you know, just to be on the safe side, the race started at 11:30, and I said, well, I'm going to leave the hotel at like 7:05 or something, just so I can make sure and get there in plenty of time.
How'd that work?
It not well. I left the hotel at 7:05, and it's about, 2 miles away.
Yeah.
And I got there at 11:30.
You drive across the freeway.
And I pulled under. There's a tunnel that takes me into, because I was parking in the infield, had that pass. But I was pulling underneath I was in the tunnel going underneath the track to get to the infield at 11:30 when they were waving the flag to start the race. So I missed all the pre-race
stuff.
Which
is cool stuff.
So I thought, well, I'm not going to do that again. I mean, that was a stupid thing to do. So I thought, well, so the next year we went back and I said, okay, this time I'm going to leave at 5 a.m. Okay. Mm-hmm. I left at 5 a.m. and got there at 5:15. See the difference?
Yeah. There's
the 1 year it took me 4.5 hours mm-hmm. because the traffic just sat there. In fact, one of the guys that was a racer, he got stuck in traffic. One of the drivers, I mean, he got stuck in traffic, and he ended up pulling over to the side of the road, abandoning his car, and he took off on foot, and he had his cell phone with him at the time. This is when cell phones were a little, you know, more bigger, primitive than they are now. And he had his cell phone with him, and he called, and somebody picked him up in a helicopter out in the middle of the desert and flew him to the track. Otherwise, he'd have been late that year, too. But when I left at 7, I got there at 11:30. When I left at 5, I got there at 5:15 and took a nap in the car.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And then after I was done with my nap, I took another nap in the car.
I cannot imagine it taking more than 2 hours.
Yeah. That was the most frustrated I ever was in traffic in my life.
They're saying 5 or more.
Yeah. The only good part of the whole thing is at one point we were stuck for 45 minutes right in front of McDonald's. And we did take advantage of that. We need to go to a break, don't we?
Yeah.
9:19.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 3, listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time 9:24. KBOI Rewards Code Increase. INCREASE. And there have been many, many increases. Yeah. Eclipse.
We could have used the word fleece, too, I'm thinking.
Fleece.
But, yeah, increase it is.
Yeah. Let's go to Keith in Boise. Keith, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, about the increase, I've been driving to work. I actually had to go back home to get something back to work. And I've seen more out-of-state plates than I've been. Matter of fact, there's a Utah guy behind me. There's a Nevada guy ahead of me right now. And it's just amazing how just there's been a lot of these people. There's going to be a lot of people here. So my take is stay home.
Yeah, or in my case where I have to do it, go early.
Right? Yes, and then make it a long 4-day, 5-day weekend or something and enjoy it.
It's just blowing my mind. You own the house where you're going.
Yeah, I mean, so it's great.
So that's almost like staying home, but it's like driving a long ways and then staying home.
And the nice thing about my place is I have a landline. So that's another thing.
Yeah, if there's no cell service, which there might not be. Not because of the sun, just because there's so many people using their cell phones at the same time.
Got a landline. All right, let's go to Rich. Rich, you're on 670.
Hey, yesterday people were calling.
Oh, Rich. I am sorry.
Can you hold for a little bit longer, Rich?
I need you to hold on. I can't believe we had such a short segment here. We're going to have to stick you back on hold.
Okay, well, it's 9:26. We'll be right back.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 10, listen to Rush on 670 KBOI.
Paul Jane, Chris, Open Phones Friday, got about...
Rich, is Rich still around?
Did I say Rich? Yeah. No.
Well, we should get to Rich.
Rich's on the phone. Yeah. Let's do that. Rich, you're on 670 KBOI. Good morning, Rich.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
They're talking about that thing in Charlotte. These people that always call them to claim there's paid protesters, let's have some evidence of that. I mean, if you started hiring thousands of people, there would be so much evidence of it, you couldn't keep it a secret at all. But another thing they were saying was that the white supremacists just showed up at this thing and ruined it. It was their rally. They took out the permit. Both sides had a permit. The white supremacist groups took out the permit. It was a scheduled event. They had scheduled white supremacist speakers at the event. So if people that showed up at it and didn't know what it was kind of their own fault, because it wasn't some hidden thing, disguised as something else. Everybody knew what it was. So I just said, yesterday people were talking like, well, that a few white supremacists showed up that were paid agitators and caused the problems. The very first night of the event, before there was any problems, they walked down the streets with their tiki torches, blood and soil, and Jews saying, Jews won't push us out. So I mean, it was an obvious event that they, you know, and they did have a right to have the event. They did have a permit until violence started happening, and then they canceled both the permits for both groups and ran them off. But it wasn't just an accidental thing that white supremacists showed up.
How do you feel about the whole getting rid of the monuments thing?
Well, you know, I've been thinking about those monuments. Like Robert E. Lee is only claiming he wasn't a founding father like Trump tried comparing him to George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. Robert E. Lee, he was a traitor. I mean, President Johnson wanted to try him as a traitor. Grant talked him out of it because he thought they'd make him a martyr. But he was a traitor. He fought a war against the United States. His glorious cause was so people could sell other people and then have sex with their children or whatever they wanted to do. That was his cause. I mean, it wasn't like he had some high-minded cause. And after the Civil War, he fought to keep blacks from getting rights the rest of his life. After the war, he continued on doing that.
Yeah, I read a biography of him at one point, too. And the common thing that I think a lot of people believe is that he had decided to go with the South. He had been asked to lead both the North and the South because he was the leader of the Northern Virginia militia at the time. And he said at some point somebody had him quoted as saying that because Virginia went with the Confederacy, that he was going to go with the Confederacy, but only for that reason, that he really didn't have strong feelings one way or the other, which, you know, actually turned out not to be true. Because, as you say, well, first of all, you know, part of Virginia broke off and went with the Union anyway, and that's what became West Virginia. There was no West Virginia before the Civil War. And the other part of that was there were plenty of generals who lived in Northern Virginia that became Union generals.
True.
Yeah, he was a great general, but so was Rommel, and you know we don't have monuments to German to the Nazi generals. And they were brave and they were smart and they were intelligent generals.
We don't have them to Tojo either. You know,
it's just that their cause wasn't a just heroic cause. He wasn't a founder of our country. You know, George Washington, you know, and it wasn't because. George Washington had slaves and Thomas Jefferson had slaves. It wasn't because Lee had slaves. It was because he started a war against the United States so he could keep them. And that's kind of how I look at it.
Well, and a great deal of his family did not benefit from what happened in the Civil War either. For one thing, because they had a lot of land that they owned right around Washington, D.C., which the government then seized, and that's where Arlington Cemetery is now.
Yeah, especially these towns. I mean, see, and this was a town that decided to remove the monument. It wasn't the federal government or a judge ordering them to do it? And because so many people in the town, they don't like to see a monument to a guy who wanted them to be slaves, who wanted to be able to sell their children and take them away from their mothers. I can see why they would think that's offensive. I mean, if you put yourself in that position, it kind of makes sense. I mean, these statues came around in the 20s and during the 50s when there was a real height of, you know, anti-black and anti, you know, South of having their segregation.
When people were against Reconstruction, some of the monuments were put up, and that was in the 1870s. And then a lot of them were put up in the 1920s, shortly after the Plessy versus Ferguson, you know, separate but equal ruling. And then there were others that were put up in the 1960s and 50s about the time that Martin Luther King Jr. was doing all of his stuff. Almost all of them were put up in defiance by people in the South.
That's during that period. That's when all these Southern states started putting little Confederate flags on their flags. Was around the time of the Civil Rights Movement because they wanted states' rights, and the states' rights was to be able to discriminate against people. Mm-hmm. You know, so it doesn't really have a glorious history. I mean,
there have been people arguing, you know, for weeks that say, oh, you're just trying to change history or get rid of our history. And I guess my answer to them would be, you'll be happy to know that they invented something called books.
Well, they could put a little plaque beneath the statues and explain exactly what those guys were fighting for and who they were.
Yeah.
They probably wouldn't want that.
But even the people in the South now are saying, you know, maybe they shouldn't be in the town square. Maybe those statues should be inside a museum. And so they you know, they don't want them completely done away with, like you would say, like, oh, the Civil War never even happened. No, they'll keep a reminder around. They just won't necessarily keep it where citizens have to see it every single day.
Yeah, they glorify it. And I've known people from the South that, I'm not saying everybody is like this, but I've known people from the South who, I mean, that Civil War, they still think that they, you know, I mean, they still have a grudge about the Civil War.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Rich. I do have a friend that went to the University of Richmond. And he said there are huge statues in the city of Richmond. There's one to Robert E. Lee, and there's another to Jefferson Davis, because that was the capital of the Confederacy. But he said he himself is a rock climber, and he said these are too large for me to climb. They're that big.
Wow.
In fact, they're like a park, and they have a roundabout around it. Then, you know, people have to drive quite a ways to get out of the way of the statue.
Well, I've been to Stone Mountain, Georgia, which is basically the South Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
And it's massive.
Yeah, massive. It is.
Not as finished, but massive.
It's 9:46.
Remember, you are listening to Idaho Talks Live on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time, 9:50. When the light is on, the mic is on.
We got about 5 minutes left here. Yeah. I never did get to the end of that little survey that we were given.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I had asked you whether you prefer your toilet paper to be
over the top.
To be the hung so that the the roll is over the top or underneath, and you said over the top. And I said, well, okay, 84% of people
hang
their toilet paper in the over style, 16% go under. Mm-hmm. At our house, we go over because my wife insists. I personally don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
In fact, if you just want to put it near the toilet and not even on the roll, I'm fine with that, as long as it's in there and reachable.
You know what?
What? You want to go along with that, too? All right.
Yeah.
Now, your preference in green candy, when you have like a piece of hard candy that's green, do you want it to be lime flavored or do you want it to be apple flavored? And you said basically apple would be your choice. And I said lime. 53% said lime. 47% said apple. And didn't you mention mint, too, didn't you?
Or
was
spearmint.
Spearmint.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, and anything.
That's my favorite.
And like I said, my favorite kind of candy is candy. So, and then whether or not you put ketchup on a hot dog. Now, it doesn't matter if you put mustard on as well or anything else. This is just whether ketchup belongs on a hot dog or where it doesn't.
Yep.
And 80% say they're fine. They do put ketchup on a hot dog. 20% do not. But... And I said, I'm fine with it either way. I said, my favorite thing on a hot dog is probably mustard, and the hotter the mustard, the better.
Yeah.
So I like that mustard.
I'm a ketchup guy.
I like the mustard that's mixed with horseradish. Mm-hmm. And 89% of people say a hot dog is not a sandwich.
Yes, it is.
And, well, I said it was, too. So it's, okay, Todd, what do you think? Okay, there, 3 out of 3 of us in this room say it is a sandwich, but 89% of people say a hot dog is not a sandwich.
Meat and bread sandwich.
Yeah, it's meat and bread. I mean, what else do you need for a sandwich? Does the bread have to be flat? Does it have to be cut into diagonals or what? I don't think so. Because, nope. Like, for instance, a sub is a sandwich, and it's the same shape as a hot dog.
That's true.
Okay, so, but 89% of people say no. So they feel strongly about it, apparently. 56%, if you have a desktop computer, 56% prefer a Macintosh or a Mac. 44% like a PC. You said you preferred a PC.
I prefer a PC, but I have an Xbox.
Okay.
I mean, I have a...
Now, your preference between, I already know this too, preference between dogs and cats.
Dogs.
All right. Same with Todd. Now, I probably like dogs better than cats, but I've only really had one pet ever that really, really seemed to like me, and that was a cat, and I didn't understand why. But
cats don't like me for some reason.
Yeah.
That might be my attitude.
Well, every place I've ever lived, there has been a female in the house that the dog has liked better than the dog liked me.
I'll admit, my dogs like my wife better than they like me.
Well, there we go.
They do. She treats you better.
But 70% of the people who answered said they prefer dogs to cats, 30% liking cats. Whether you prefer a book with, you know, a regular book made out of paper, or an ebook, I'm kind of fine with either. Ebooks can be considerably cheaper.
I like regular books.
And there, it's if you want to, you know, like if you want to pack up everything in boxes and move.
I just like something you can touch. Give me a book.
Ebooks are certainly easier that way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, if you're going to read in the bathtub, you might not want to go with an ebook. On the other hand, a paperback book might be a bad thing too. But 87% of people who read prefer your traditional book, and 13% prefer an ebook. And the very last question was about whether or not pineapple belongs on a pizza.
Nope.
You say no. Todd's fine with it. I'm fine with it as well. I don't mind the sweet with the savory.
Todd makes a lot of pizzas.
No, I don't make pizza, but my favorite pizza would be pineapple, Canadian bacon, and pepperoni.
Seriously?
Absolutely.
Huh. And see, I'm fine with it because, it's, like I said, I like
a
little...
I'm fine with it because I can move it.
I like a little sweetness added to the savory, and most of the things on a pizza would be savory and not sweet.
Listen to him.
But I like a little bit. I used to watch
Top... I like it because the grease runs down my chin.
I watch Top Chef once in a while. I watched it with my wife because she watched it. And other than that, I mean, before that, I had no idea what those things even meant. I knew what sweet meant, but savory, you know, I thought was like the guy who saves. I have no idea. But anyway, 55% of people say pineapple doesn't belong on a pizza, and 45% say it does. So more people don't like it than do. Now, you remember Buddy Fitchman?
Yes.
I was talking to her one time. She was Italian, very Italian, and grew up in New Jersey. And she told me that the only thing that belonged on a pizza was pepperoni. That's it. I mean, apart from the cheese and the sauce. 9:55, we will see you Eclipse Day Monday. Bye.